Hello everyone, it's episode 79 of the General Damage Podcast, with more pumpkin spice, I guess.
Yes, with more pumpkin spice.
The traditional flavor of flaw.
Oh, God. Yep.
I'm Nick.
I'm Will.
And I'm Shane.
Oh, good lord.
Nice. That was pretty good. Very subtle.
Yeah, it's a solid opener. I don't know why I said it.
Fuck, why not, right? I mean,
yeah.
Funny enough, you aren't wrong. Everything has pumpkin spice right now.
What? Again, I don't mind that people like pumpkin spice. I just don't think it should be in every cereal version.
It shouldn't be in every cereal. To an extension, every food. And every beverage.
Yeah.
You know, the things that it's in. It's fine, you know, coffee.
Do you
pumpkin pie? Soup.
Did you ever see that Colbert Report? I think it was. It was either a Colbert Report.
I didn't really watch Colbert.
It was one or the other where they're talking about how there's a pumpkin spice epidemic where it's just up everywhere. And one of the correspondents, he's this black guy, and he's talking about it, and he goes, "Wait, what the hell are you drinking?" And he goes, "Is that pumpkin spice?" And the correspondent goes, "No, I'm black. This is a sweet potato shake." And, like, that's one of my favorite things, because that's, like, what is the close equivalency to pumpkin? I guess it is sweet potatoes.
It really is sweet potatoes.
Yeah, close-ish. I mean, one's a squash / gourd. The other's, I don't know, what is a potato?
It's
technically a grain.
Sure, okay.
Is it really technically a grain?
I think so.
Oh my fucking god, I just looked this up. I typed in pumpkin spice Pepsi. I got pumpkin spice Pepsi.
Gross.
And pumpkin spice Mountain Dew.
Oh, even grosser.
So potatoes are technically grains because they are mostly starch.
Okay, fine. Shane, we just discovered that they pumpkin spiced Mountain Dew.
Nick, we'll take this one step further. Pumpkin spice pizza when I typed in pumpkin spice.
Is that our new thing? That we'll just all type in pumpkin spice, see what we find.
Man, you know.
That reminds me of a Brian Regan joke where he is, and he's roommates with a guy from New York in college, and a guy goes, "Hey, so, first night they're together. He's, so, you want to go down and get a slice of pie?" And he's like, "Oh, I didn't. Pie? That's something you do?" It's like, yeah, we're getting to know each other. How about we just, share a pie or something like that? It's like, oh, okay. So we got half pepperoni and half pumpkin. I like that bit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
God.
But it's Brian Rue. Look up that bit. I'm paraphrasing it horribly, but it's a great bit.
It's probably pretty close to how it would be with Brian Regan.
Yeah, well, I can't do his cadence of just like, oh, what? The worriedness that he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, though. I can't remember the number of times I've heard people call it pizza pie.
I never even put that together. I swear to God, I've never put it together.
I mean, I don't know. I've never once referred to it as just pie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's also mostly because when it comes down to it, like, everybody in my family just says, like, they will just say pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And only when it's, like, a big joke will my grandfather be like, "Who wants a pizza pie?"
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never called it pie unless it's, like, specifically named that in, like, a menu.
Sure.
Like, there's a pizza joint that I go to, a slice in New York, and they have a white pie, and it's, like, three or four different kinds of cheeses.
Oh, wow.
And some sort of, I think it's either pesto sauce or some cream sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It'll plug you right up, but it's delicious.
Yeah, I've never referred to a pizza as ordering a pie.
Yeah, well, I think that's a very New York thing.
I think it is. And it's funny because, I technically am, born in New York and stuff. But, not being there long enough, it's one of those things, those idioms I've never just picked up.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you're born in New York, but you're more Californian.
My dialect is Californian in many natures.
Your dialect, what you're used to weather-wise, how you speak, your attitude towards things.
Yes,
you're too laid back to be a New Yorker, in my opinion.
Oh, I would agree. I'm more laid back about certain things. There are other things that I get uptight about, but it's very limited compared to, you know, most New Yorkers, or how we see most New Yorkers, has it's shown is that they're very, like, uptight, you know, on the go, constantly moving, don't want anything in their way.
That's how they're portrayed.
Yeah.
And that's something I've noticed about, like, the majority of shows that take place in New York, which are never filmed in New York, is something is always on East Street / number. It's a constant. They're always East Street. I don't. Yeah, it's weird. And I never hear another direction. I never hear West.
I know what you mean. Like, was it 75 East Street?
Yeah,
off Washington Avenue or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, some bullshit like exactly. It's mostly cop shows because most cop shows are taking place in New York.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah,
what is it? It's like I mean, to be fair though, that's kind of like all people really see out of when they go to New York, right? It's because it's such a simple, it's such a grid like city.
Well, yeah, I mean it has to be. Like, I think San Francisco tried to do that, but the land itself didn't allow it.
Yeah. What was it? You ever see that, the two map comparisons? It's a picture of New York and it's a picture of Boston.
Oh, yeah. New York, how may we help you? Boston, fuck you.
Well, I mean, come on. Boston's fucking ancient. Half those roads were cobblestone.
New York and Boston are one of the two of the oldest cities we have in this country. But one was the capital of the country for at least a decade. And the other, had the Tea Party thing.
Mm-hmm. There was a massacre. Full of a lot of angry people.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, East Coast, Ashley brings this up all the time, right? She's like, oh, you East Coast people. So, you know, and it's one thing or another. Like, oh, you're stealing West Coast slang, or you're all preppier. I'm like, oh, trust me. You're only seeing a glimpse of Massachusetts. Wait till I take you to a wonderful place called Connecticut.
Oh, boy.
It's all just varying degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, though, like, I've actually never been to New York.
Right.
And New York's, like, south of us, so... It's weird because whenever someone travels to New York, my dad did this to me, and I had to fucking like pause for a second in the middle of our conversation. He goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna go visit my friend down in upstate New York." And I'm like, "Down, up," and then I was like, "Oh, that's right. New York is south. We are up." And you know what? The other funny thing too, and I think I heard a few people at Cogswell do this, is I'll mention like I'm from New England.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we'll be like, oh yeah, you know, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York, right? And I'm like, you know, New York's actually not part of New England. People think it's it is, not? Though. No.
What?
I swear to God, I thought it was. What? Oh, I hear typing.
What? What?
Nope. Ready? It's Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. I wanted to name them all in the right order. It's no, it really is.
Will, your reaction's priceless.
Just like, what? Just so baffled.
But like, but for some reason, you thought New York was a part of it, right?
No!
No, you didn't?
No! No, it baffles me that people think it is. It's like, what?
But yeah, like, Nick, did you know or did you not know?
I did not know. At the same time, like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a really common misconception.
I hear New England. I don't know what state to think. I just hear New England.
Well, it's funny because, like...
You know, it's bizarre.
Well, Ashley looks
why
like
the hell did
map.
I... T- I, t- I type in New England, I get Chicago. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Chicago.
The Russians are hacking again.
Yeah. Well, what was I going to say, though, was Ashley looked at the map, and she just finally started to realize, like, how small Rhode Island is.
Oh, it's tiny. Mm-hmm.
And I've had a huge gripe about that. As long as I've been a kid, I was like, oh, fuck Rhode Island. Rhode Island needs to be a part of Massachusetts. No. You know what Ashley says, though? She goes, no, it should be a part of Connecticut, because they're right next to each other. And I was like, no, Connecticut has enough fucking territory. Massachusetts is small, and therefore it needs more space.
No, fuck you.
New England has the lamest fucking flag ever.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It's a tree, and then red.
Yeah.
What fucking asshole decided that was a good flag? You know what the
best part is, though?
What?
I don't know many states that are part of New England that actually fly that flag.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Stupid-ass flag.
In Massachusetts, we only fly the Massachusetts state flag and the United States flag, right? I think I've seen it one time, and I think it was in Rhode Island. Someone was flying the fucking New England flag.
Yeah, it's just a Maine, pie tree. Yeah, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
Yeah,
it is bordered by the state of New York to the west and south, and by the Canadian provinces of New Brunswick and Quebec. I always keep thinking that Quebec is center in Canada, not on the East Coast.
Nope. That is also another common misconception.
I don't know why. I think Quebec is, like, in the fucking middle of Canada. I don't know why. I also find it funny that when you look at satellite maps of Canada, all the lights are right at the border. All the cities of Canada are pretty much at or near the border of the U.S.
Yeah.
They do not venture very far north.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be though, like, it is called the Great White North for a reason.
True. It is also that is my number two plan in the quote unquote coming a zombie apocalypse. That's my number two plan. Is to get a bunch of, like, hopefully non rapey soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And hook up with them and then convince them, let's go north. Will, you convince me of that, because it makes the most sense.
It does make the most sense, right? Like, you go to Canada because, like, theoretically...
It's fucking freezing.
It's freezing, and, you know, they have... Zombies don't have a circulatory system anymore. They have no way to keep them warm, so they freeze, you kill them, and then when the summer comes out, whatever's left, you just kind of, like, deal with, because theoretically the herd is now smaller.
Yeah, I mean, you basically, like, you go out, you warm up, you get, like, a parka on, and, you know, just make sure you can fight, like, you know, 10 below or 20 below, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Go out there with a pickaxe or something blunt and just start smashing some obstacles.
Yeah.
It's, you know, but that's my...
Super smart. Thank you, Zombie Apocalypse, or, sorry, yeah. World War Z gave me that idea, and I was like, that's super intelligent.
So yeah.
I can imagine happening is that... Only out here, we can only pray that the zombie apocalypse happens in the middle of a blizzard.
Yeah, right.
Of course, then also I could just see a bunch of old fucking New Englanders driving in the middle of a blizzard without any windshield protection, just running over zombies. must have hit a deer.
Yeah, but yeah, the going north is my number two plan in the zombie apocalypse.
What's number one?
Set my house on fire and put a bullet in my head.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I don't want to live in that world.
That's a fair strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. My number one is go to Canada. But my number two is to get bitten and hopefully, like, last long enough and invite you all over and lock you in, like, a cellar with me so that when I turn, I take you all down with me.
You and Dash will have the same fucking evil plan. And
you wouldn't
so
last.
I mean, you don't know that.
This is a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
Right? We don't know how to work. You don't know that.
Yeah.
This is where the dice get thrown. And we see
what
happens.
My My number three plan in a zombie apocalypse is to become an Adeptus Astartes and just lay waste.
Oh, I like that plan. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I have to roll the dice. It's either Grey Knights or Space Wolves. I'm not sure.
I have only one strategy.
What's that?
Survive long enough to find my brother, who will hopefully keep me alive much longer than I can keep myself alive.
my brother's told me,
he goes, Shane, because my brother actually thinks a zombie apocalypse is a real thing. Mm-hmm. He took that thing way too seriously, even to the point where he bought targets for the shooting range that are zombies instead of people. And he goes, so Shane, here's the deal. I have a gun. I have a lot of guns. If I can, I will pick you up. We're going to get our family to a shelter. And then you're going to help me go to Florida to pick up Anthony, which is his oldest son. Mm. I'm like, okay, that's cool. He goes, yep. He goes, but you're going to need to lose some weight. That's the last thing he said. Because he was like, you know, because you're going to need to run fast.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Don't we all?
But, you know, I'm not a big fan of guns. But I take comfort in knowing that I have my brother, my dad, and also my grandparents' neighbor, who's like a ex-sheriff, who's apparently his whole basement's just filled with guns. So if all hell breaks loose, at least I can get armed really quick.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, push comes to shove. You'll learn how to use it when you need to. Like, you don't have to now, but when push comes to shove...
Oh, I've been shooting once.
All right.
Yeah, actually, my dad's like, he wants to do bonding, and that's what he wants to do. And Ashley's like, oh, I'm gonna go shooting, and I'm like, sure, why not? I mean, I don't hang out with my dad enough, and it's something cool. I don't ever want to own a gun, but sure. I don't mind using other people's guns and or bullets to shoot a paper target.
I just like how you said that, Shane. My dad wants to go bonding. It's just a weird, statement. Yeah. My dad has never wanted to out and out bond. He's never truly said it. But then again, his and mine relationship isn't all that fantastic. It's not the worst. It's not the greatest either.
Well, I mean, this is how I look at it. I've hung out with my dad before, and every time I try to kind of bring him into the realm of stuff I like, it's either kind of awkward. Or it's sometimes okay. But, you know, when I go into the stuff my dad likes, things usually tend to go a little bit easier.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way. Yeah. It's either I think I scare him with the shit I can talk about. Mm-hmm. Or I don't interest him. Or he just can't comprehend. Or it's like he can't comprehend what I've said. Especially if we're talking about technical stuff with animation and movies and how they do stuff, and you know, for some reason he doesn't get how I can see where the acts in movies begin and end.
Oh yeah,
it's a simple formula, but he doesn't understand that.
Yeah,
not to say that he's an idiot. He just doesn't most people. I think don't see it that way. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know, they don't see, oh, so this happens, that's the end of Act 1, okay, this is Act 2, yeah.
Me and Ashley do that. We talk about Lifetime movies, my mom's watching that. Mm-hmm. And she just looks at us and goes,
Lifetime movies?
She's like, shut up. Shut up and let me watch this. And we're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, so by the way, when Act 3 starts, that's when the heavy drinking begins.
Yeah. Or the woman confronts the uncle that molested her or some horseshit like that.
My personal favorite. They find out that the kid does have an addiction. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh my god. I remember an old little commercial advertisement for a Lifetime movie, and it was about porn addiction.
Oh my god.
It was showing porn on an old flip phone, an old Razor phone.
Oh my.
And it's showing this high detailed picture of a girl. It's Lifetime, so they can't show any nudity. But it was she was covered by a sheet. I'm like, it never looked that good.
Yeah.
It was shit. The resolution on those things were shit. You're just laying over crap, man. Oh god, I don't miss Lifetime on in my apartment.
I mean,
like that in sports, it's like non-existent in my apartment.
That is pretty nice.
Very.
Well, for big news, something different.
Yeah.
There was a Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer.
It looks so good.
It does look damn pretty.
I like that it's more green this time expectations. Around. Yeah.
Say that again,
Will? I said I like that it's more green this time around. Like, a lot of the stuff that we saw was more, it was vibrant. It was very vibrant. Not to say that Red Dead 1 was, like, was dull. It just was, you know, you could tell you were on the kind of more deserty plains. And when you got to the green section, you were pretty happy because it was a nice color change.
Yeah, and that was mostly due to just being, like, you know, taking off of spaghetti westerns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, every fucking western, I feel like all westerns took place in, like, the desert.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. Like, you go back and watch some of those old westerns, and, yep, they all, color palette-wise, look pretty similar.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, I watched one of my favorite westerns recently, which is Tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
That's... more plains than desert, though.
Yeah. I'm liking the one thing I thought that was really cool was, you know, now it's like they're showing the world that they want to set up.
Yeah.
And we're starting to get a feel for, like, the people in it. Because, you know, they talked about how it's going to be a prequel, right?
Right.
Yeah, they defined that it was a prequel in this trailer.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, now it's getting... So. Now I'm getting a sense of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The way I haven't seen Marsden yet, and the guy that we're going to be playing as is that... I forget his name. It's the guy in the trailer who's, you know, going around threatening people and extorting them for money and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, everyone's kind of bitching. Oh, spring 2018. They haven't given us a set release date. It's like,
fuck it.
Well, yeah. One, we got a ton of shit coming out in the next 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Two, spring will pop up before you know it.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll have a release date. We'll probably have a release date in December whenever the Sony Expo, wherever the hell it is, happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in December. But they'll announce it then, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, the character's name is Arthur Morgan.
What? Arthur Morgan, okay. I wanted to call him Logan, and I knew there was, like, a hard G in there. I just forgot. But, yeah, I mean... I think I got through half of Red Dead, and for some reason I didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And I should just do the backwards compatibility thing with Xbox One and to the 360 and play the damn thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
But I got Cuphead coming out tomorrow, which I'll be talking about next week.
Oh yeah.
And then a week after that is Shadow of War. Yeah. So it's like I ain't gonna have fucking time. Well, you know, again, spring, but, you know, who knows? I still have Mad Max to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And after watching that Rick and Morty episode where they're in the Mad Max-esque, you know, wasteland thing, it's like, I want to play Mad Max now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, two environments I'm really impressed by.
What?
In the trailer. The bayou.
Yeah.
Because
It
felt like a bayou, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And also when he's walking away from what looks like a plantation that's burning down.
Oh yeah, that was just a cool cinematic shot.
Yeah, I saw that. Very... I was like, that's great.
Yeah, that was very iconic cowboy villain shot.
Yeah,
in my opinion, the best scene I think of that is in one movie. It's in Silverado, and it's when Brian Dennehy, his character Cobb, is walking away from a house burning, and it's just an impressive, intimidating look.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Brian Dennehy, he's a big dude, but he's also got this big coat on, and, you know, he's just kind of mocking the whole situation while he's trying to pretend to care. And it's a great scene. And that scene you're describing in the game is just as cool.
I think it's really cool though, because like, you're not playing a good guy, not right. really. And it definitely feels like this is a much more like, because I'm looking back at the trailer. I'm looking at like how the town feels a lot smaller and a yeah. little bit more like rickety. So it's like, okay, this is a younger, this is more of the Wild West really. Like before yeah. everything was set yeah. up. And I think that's going to be cool to play in. And, you know, the engine, like you can always say graphics engines always get better, but you know, this just looks pretty. Like the mountain yeah. shot looked really nice.
It looks
nice.
Really pretty. Holy shit.
Yeah, it looks great. So one thing I was reading, I saw it, and then I was reading the comments, mm-hmm. and a lot of people were saying, Rockstar, this looks awesome. Please put investment into the single player. Don't fucking go hog wild with their online. Because this will have an online capability, but everyone is really disappointed with GTA 5 because it was promised to have single player with GTA 5. And we never got it. It was never made.
Yeah.
Because the online stuff just became the thing, and Rockstar just, you know, milked it for all it's worth. And they still are. And, you know, it's a huge success for them, but at the same time, I get where people are coming from. Because when I play a Rockstar game, when I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, or I'm playing Red Dead, or Bully, please, fingers crossed, announce Bully 2. Mm-hmm. When I'm playing any of those games, I'm playing it because I like the story they're telling.
Yeah.
And I think the two best stories they have told so far with GTA is San Andreas and Grand Theft Auto 5, which ironically enough all takes place in San Andreas, but still, it's like, I like them. They're great stories. And we never got another story out of that, which is disappointing. So, hopefully they won't immediately abandon single player. But we don't know yet.
Right. We'll see when, as it gets closer, more news will be given to us. And I'm with you, man. They need... Because this is a game where I feel the single-player experience is really necessary to keep there. Like,
it
needs to feed it. That's the thing.
It's the other thing, it's like, the huge multiplayer world that happened with GTA 5,
mm-hmm.
it makes sense,
yeah.
A city. Cities are densely populated.
Yeah.
Totally get that, that's fine. But this is the Wild West, this is the frontier, or it's not really the frontier, you could say the frontier is, you know, going away at this point in time. Mm-hmm. But it's the Wild West, it's chaotic, and it's also... people are very sparse, and a multiplayer part of that would just feel weird. All of a sudden there's like 100 people in this one area that's supposed to be deserted, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's that would be off putting in my opinion. Plus the best part of Red Dead, the first one, was just being by yourself and you're like walking around and then you just suddenly run into random NPCs.
Yeah.
That have like their own dialogue and they need something and there's a story with them and all that shit, or you see a gunfight out of nowhere, which I thought was the coolest thing ever. You know, you just these random events that just made the world breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And I hope that's what they keep. Like, put out a multiplayer thing, fine, but don't forget our single players, man.
Yes. That is a big portion of why people get these games is
yeah.
that story experience, that kind of growth yeah. with these characters, because they do have good writers. They do have very
yeah,
convincing writers. So,
yeah. I don't like being called the F word and the N word by 10-year-olds online or grown men online. Like, I don't play multiplayer because of that. Give me my goddamn story. Though, speaking of which, I am contemplating getting two games probably after Christmas. That will kind of make me a bit of a hypocrite.
Call of Duty and what else?
Battlefront.
Oh, okay.
Battlefront 2.
I don't think Battlefront really makes you a hypocrite, though.
Yeah.
No, well, Call of Duty a little bit. I mean,
Call of Duty, yes, but sure.
I will be called homophobic slurs by a bunch of white people, and the N-word, by a bunch of white people. Because apparently I have no skill. I'm sorry if I have a life. I can't breathe for a second. Sorry. But yeah, it's that thing. I want to try out COD because it looks good. I think it really does look good. Mm-hmm. The fact that apparently the new story with COD is they're going after one of their own that was captured, and he's captured by SS, who are sending him to like a concentration camp. I think that's the story, the gist of what I got from the trailer.
Yeah.
That seems kind of interesting. And Battlefront 2 seems kind of cool because it's a Special Forces Stormtrooper.
Yes.
That takes from Endor all the way up to now mm-hmm. in the Star Wars universe. And I think that's also really cool.
It's deep. It's very, very deep and very good. It's needed for it.
It is. But I'm waiting until after Christmas, because if I hear that that campaign's 4 hours old, 4 hours long, mm-hmm. fuck you. I'm not buying
it. Yeah, I don't blame you.
There's
I'm
not buying it. Worse than that.
Who said? They were really pissed off. There was a Halo was like four. One of the Halo games was like a really short game.
It was Halo 5.
Halo 5 was... Yeah, it was Ashley. She was mad. I think it was Halo 4 or Halo 5. That campaign was really short, and she played it, and she didn't know she beat it.
It was probably Halo 4, because...
Yeah.
Because we laughed pissed. When Halo 5 came out.
Right.
We were like, well, that's a waste.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember her... She was telling me that story, and she was like, you know... stuck in her side.
I've watched the ending of that game. It was not even a boss fight. It was a 2-button press quick time event. That was the ending.
That's the end of Shadow of War. That was the ending of Tomb Raider. It's laziness. Don't put a QT at the end of your epic game. Don't do that.
Yeah, that doesn't feel... That's not satisfying for a player. They'd be like, and... Yeah. Just hit some buttons. Don't actually fight the final boss. Just hit some buttons and there you go. That's it. That's done. You win. What?
Yeah.
What? Why? What? Stop. Stop, developer.
Yeah. Don't do this to us.
Yeah. We don't need that shit.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay, we're talking about Red Dead. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, Red Dead is a spring release.
Yeah. It'll be cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said before, I took off all my pre-orders and put them all down on Monster Hunter.
Right.
Which, by the way, January release. Oh, thank you, Capcom.
Yeah, right. They pushed it earlier, which I think is fucking great.
Yeah. So, if my math is right, so we got, and since you guys got maybe, we got Monster Hunter in January.
Yep.
Far Cry 5 in February.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say between April and June, we got Red Dead. Yeah, that's a pretty good 6 months.
Yeah, dude.
It is.
Yeah.
As gaming, you know, gaming is always going to be the, you know, whatever. The big releases have always been like a big issue. And coming out, you know, going from this winter into the new year really is kind of like, it's key. But it's funny because it's like I haven't seen too many major fall releases right now that haven't been like that. I feel like they're pushing it.
Right.
Cuphead's coming out. That's super cool.
Yep, that's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm really looking forward to that and getting it tomorrow for sure. Mm-hmm.
Shadow of War.
I can't play it tomorrow, though.
That's October 10th, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool that that's coming out because I feel like it's been long enough between this game and the last one where everyone's like, oh yeah, I can get into that. And if that game's good enough, it'll probably hold everyone over.
Oh, and tide people over.
Well, I mean, we got three back-to-back, in my opinion. So we got Cuphead.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I'll probably be playing this weekend, more than likely. Maybe I should get on Xbox and start the download now. I'll probably do that after we get off.
Sounds good.
So I got Cuphead. And then after that, we got Shadow of War, and we got Wolfenstein 2, that comes out at the end of October.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's COD after that in November. and I think also Battlefront's in November as well. And I don't know if there's any December releases. I haven't looked into anything like that.
Well, I am looking at kind of the upcoming releases on GameStop at the moment. So, let's see. For September releases, it's going to be Cuphead's the big one there. October actually has a few that are interesting. October has Shadow of War. It also has Friday the 13th, the game.
Really? I thought that came out. Or is that one of those, like, it was Early Access Forever?
Probably Early Access Forever. The South Park, The Fractured Butthole. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus.
Right.
Assassin's Creed Origins, and that's all in October. Oh, and Super Mario Odyssey.
That's in October. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. It comes out the same day as Super Mario Odyssey. That's weird. And the same day as Wolfenstein, The New Colossus. Shit. Oh.
Oh.
God, that's like the worst position for Wolfenstein.
Yes and no.
I mean, like, everyone, there's a big following for Assassin's Creed, but I also know anyone who owns a Switch is probably joking for that fucking Mario game.
I don't think Mario is going to hurt Wolfenstein.
Oh, no.
Nintendo and Mario, like, all of that's going to be its own thing somewhere else.
Yeah.
If anything, I think where Wolfenstein will thrive will probably be the PC side of things.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of PC players are going to get Wolfenstein before console players.
Yeah. Let's see.
As far as Assassin's Creed Origins, who knows?
Really quick, something that I thought was interesting, though, is looking at the November releases. COD starts off on the 3rd.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty huge one. But then the first big expansion for Horizon Zero Dawn comes out, too, it looks like.
Yep.
And that's interesting to see.
Did you say COD comes out on the 3rd of November?
Yes.
That's a Friday. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. And then, get the fuck out of here, Elder Scrolls. Apparently, Elder Scrolls Skyrim VR.
Yeah, no one
cares. Won't die.
No one cares.
Just won't die.
Let's see. Other big ones. The unnecessary Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon releases in November. Dot Hack GU. The reboot.
I was like, they're making a new Dot Hack?
No, it's a re-release of Dot Hack GU Last Recode.
Gotcha.
It's going to be on PS Store. That's pretty cool. Interesting enough, because I know we're going all on about this, right? But there's some interesting stuff that actually are coming out in the summer, kind of, which is June releases that are currently slated is going to be God of War and Spider-Man. And those are pretty cool. And Days Gone.
Days Gone, huh? Yeah. Shit. So I thought God of War was going to be a fall release next year.
Right now, it looks like it's slated in June. That's what it says. Granted,
it just says June 2018 or something?
Yeah. Granted, okay. Let's see. What else do we got? By the way, for March releases, there's going to be a Crackdown 3.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah. Now,
we'll see about that. I'm hesitant with Crackdown 3.
I'm with you, man.
Here's the last one I'm going to mention because it's the only one that really seems to be a big one before. Well, actually, no, correction. There's a few more. But We Happy Few releases in April.
Oh, the full game now?
Fine. Yeah, the full game. It finally comes out.
Not
alpha.
Interested.
So.
Not interested.
That'll be cool. Let's see. There's Metro Exodus and Code Vein. Those will also come out. Those are all slated around the same December.
When does Battlefront 2 come out?
Battlefront 2. It says November 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're hoping to get like a bundle deal with like a Black Friday sale, probably.
Pretty much. That's what it's all looking like. I mean, anyone can look up this info, and I bet anyone who's listening probably knows most of it. Like, if you're paying attention to your favorite game or whatever. But it's so far, it is pretty stacked. Like,
for sure.
Yeah. to say the least.
Granted,
to say
though,
the least, but like,
it's also the last few big quote-unquote big releases besides Destiny 2 have felt pretty lackluster. Did you know that Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite already released?
What?
No, I did not.
It did.
When?
And on the 19th.
Interesting.
I'm a calling you a liar.
Ready? Metroid: Samus Returns.
Yeah, I knew that one released.
I think that would have been huge, right?
It's a handheld. So I think, like, you know, it's not a major console release. It's a handheld release, so the demographic's a lot. I'll say a lot smaller with air quotes, because, you know, it is the best handheld device out there.
By the way, Will, another one that might interest you, kind of. Mm-hmm. Not the, Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition came out 2 days ago.
Will's disappointed 2 years ago.
Yeah. Fallout 4 started off strong and then questioned where the fuck I was going, and then I realized, I have a son? Oh, right, that's the plot of the game. Shit.
I frame the game, basically. It came and Will didn't, and he was upset.
Well, I bought it not having anything to play it on. And then I played it, and then I wondered what I bought. Because that game just decides to become a disappointment at about the halfway point.
Wow.
Because it's just...
good to know.
Because it's just like, oh man, right, I have this whole thing where I have a son, I guess? And I'm supposed to care about my son? There's a settlement over there that I need to build that. There's a sub over there that I need to do things with. There's a faction over there I guess I'll help with. I guess I'll help the Underground Railroad save people. Wait, what was I doing? Ah, shit, there's another settlement over there. I guess I'm doing that. I have a kid? Oh, shit, I do. I guess I'll do that for a little bit. I found a settlement. God damn, I gotta get this. That's the fucking shit of the game. I stumbled across a building. I'm gonna go raid it. 20 minutes later, I stumbled across a building. It was the same building, and he got new loot from it.
You serious?
Oh, I shit you not. I stumbled across the same building like 6 times, and on the 6th time, I was like, I need to stop coming this way. Just need to stop. That's how
I'm
annoying this
game is. That's the name of
this
episode. I just looted the same building.
Yeah. Like, that amongst many things, is the problem with Fallout 4. So, ooh, the Game of the Year edition's coming out. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Go buy yourself Fallout New Vegas Game of the Year edition if you want an actual good Fallout game where everything you do feels purposeful. And there isn't much between point A and point B until you get to point B, and then there are a million things.
Okay, like, can we bring up a topic that might make you happy? Because actually, there was one thing I did want to bring out.
Yeah, sure.
That I forgot last time, mm-hmm. which was, last week, Capcom released another trailer for Monster Hunter World. And the only thing is, this time, if you notice, Capcom's very smart about this. They're not bombarding everyone with, like, advertisements.
Yep.
They're just giving little snippets. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that was interesting about this one was, Ashley goes, wow, that looks like a cool trailer. Those are some really cool people. I'm like, oh my god, other hunters. For the first time in a Monster Hunter game, I'm not the most competent human being. Because that's the thing, you're the only person who can kill the monsters, because everyone else kind of can't.
Well, no, so that's the thing is, you always saw, like, the high-level hunters, because clearly they have gear that no normal human could get, but then you just kind of, like, scratch your head and go, but why am I the only one who I feel can do this shit? Where the rest are you doing? What are you doing? Come on, guys. Fucking help out.
And then you finally see them doing their fucking jobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know... So far, I love all the new monster designs.
I think they're very creative, which is something that's, you know, Capcom for Monster Hunter has had creative creatures, like was a Gosmodon, the kind of oil blight dragon thing that, like, had weapons of war stuck in him that he kind of uses, and you can use against him. Like, I thought that was cool. But we have a bigger cast of new creatures this time around, and I like them. I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, and honestly, from everything I've seen so far, all the demos, all the stuff, mm-hmm. the one smart thing Capcom's done is they're like, they've given us snippets of the expansiveness of the world.
Yeah.
But to show off the game's features, they've only showed us the one zone, the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just brilliant, because, like, Nick talks about this all the time with movies, where it's like, and I feel like you get this sometimes from games, too, where it's like, you see too many trailers.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, oh, I can't wait. Sometimes you're like, oh, I can't wait to get to that part in the game where I see that cinematic. And other times you're like, why are you showing me the best cinematic?
Right?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, in contrast, like, for instance, with Red Dead, which started this whole tirade, was Red Dead had that one really... The whole building burning down, right? The what looks like a plantation building?
Yeah.
No, it's a great set piece.
Yeah. It's like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's good. Like... Yeah. I feel like for a while now, like, what we're getting from video games, and you can even say this about the God of War trailer, the 20-minute, like, little thing they did. When they first said about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're doing the smart thing for once. They're just focusing on stuff that they know people want to see, which is good gameplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they aren't wasting the good parts of the story for it.
Well, yeah, it's also the fact that that was made specifically for, like, E3.
Yeah.
Because, like, because I remember going back to the announcement for Gears of War 4, the whole scene that you see them play doesn't play out like that in the game. Because what happens is it's 4 people. It's JD, Kate, Marcus, and Del. It's the 4 of them. And Marcus has a line that JD had in the E3 demo. So it's like they don't want to give out spoilers. They don't want to give anything away. So that whole thing that we saw of God of War, which, oh my god, I'm probably going to buy a PS3 next year, or PS4 next year, it probably won't be in the game. The main game, I think. There'll probably be something like it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be that verbatim. You know where that whole thing started? My theory, anyway, it started during the Killzone 2 controversy back in, like, 2006. Where it was, like, a pre-rendered trailer or something like that, they made to look like gameplay trailer. Mm-hmm. They made it look like gameplay. So, and I think it got this huge wave of, like, negativity behind it, and it was this huge wave of, like, controversy where gamers wanted to see gameplay. They didn't give a shit how pretty a graphics looks, because the game was never going to look like that. And that was, you know, 10, 11 years ago. Now it's kind of, you know, there's no difference.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point. So now we get, like, 15 minutes of gameplay, 20 minutes of gameplay instead of a 4-minute trailer. We'll get gameplay, because that's what we see. That's what we will experience as players. Mm-hmm. Which is a smart thing, because it makes them work harder. And I mean, I already have a huge boner that I want to play fucking God of War, because I want that goddamn game. That is going to make me draw $300 just to play that.
I mean, it happens every once in a while.
And it's like, god damn it, I need the computer. I need the computer to work.
But that's
I need that thing.
But the big crux of what I'm getting at, too, is, like, it's stuff like that, Nick, where I feel like
for
a while, like, for the past 2 years, video games, like, there was some really cool releases. But nothing felt like... Everything either felt kind of, like, washed out, or they just weren't doing a good enough job to sell certain things. Like, they just felt like they were focusing too much on, like, all the cool stuff and not trying to get people interested.
Yeah.
And now we're getting back to, like, the way games used to be, which is, like, here's a snippet. And this isn't even, like, the actual subject of the game. This is just a cool little thing you can do.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. And, you know, it's ironic because, like, the last time I really saw a game like that, too, was the first Red Dead Redemption, where they're like, oh, yeah, take a look at this awesome open-world cowboy game. And, like, the first trailer for that was, like, really enigmatic.
Yeah.
I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's so much to look forward to. And I have a console that can play it, but I don't have a console that can play God of War. So it's like, I gotta get on that. Yeah, that's just my little rant. But, like, in hindsight, to go back to the whole start of this mess, Red Dead does look awesome. And we'll see what happens in the spring, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, we'll definitely be talking about it as it things unfurl.
Yeah. You know, I only made the decision about Battlefront 2 recently after seeing the latest trailer. And it was only... It was a huge kind of like just... Here, we're pitching the game kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was with a trailer with John Boyega. Like, he was just narrating it. And I'm like, okay, it's probably not like that at all. The game's probably not like that, but I want it to be, which is why I'm also being sensible and holding out till Christmas. But it looks visceral. The battles look really cool. The graphics look amazing. The fact that I can fly around, I love, you know, in a TIE fighter or a X-Wing, mm-hmm. and have huge space battles.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm kind of sold.
Yep.
I want to have these huge epic battles with, you know, in the Star Wars universe. And I'm fingers crossed it's that visceral. But who knows? I mean, that's clever editing. So. But that trailer kind of converted me a little bit to going, maybe I'll get it. Maybe. I just want to know more about the story. Again, if the story is 4 hours, fuck you.
Yeah, it's so not worth it at that point.
Speaking of which, just to segue a little bit, I just read a little... It was a little headline. Apparently, The Last Jedi, mm-hmm. the Episode 8, is supposedly going to be the longest film Lucasfilm has put out.
We're talking like 3 hours long, 2.5 hours long...
I don't know. Okay. What's the runtime on some of the other Star Wars games? I mean movies. It's anywhere between 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's anywhere between 2 hours. If this is like 2 hours and 40 minutes, I'll be happy. If it's good, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I take a look at a quick add up of all the movies, right? So Phantom yeah. Menace was 133
a slog.
Minutes. So that's 2 hours. Uh-huh. Right?
A little over 2 hours, yeah.
Alright, Attack of the Clones was 142 minutes. Revenge of the Sith, so 140 minutes, okay. A New Hope was only 2 hours long. Or, yeah,
right.
Roughly, because it's 121. Empire Strikes Back is 124. Return of the Jedi is 131 minutes, so that's, yeah. Yeah, so none of them have really exceeded the 2 hour mark by a lot.
Yeah, so if Last Jedi is 160 minutes, that's a long-ass movie.
Yeah, 160 minutes. Yeah, that's almost three. Yeah, that's 2 hours 40 minutes. Shit.
Yeah, 2 hours 40 minutes. I'd be happy with that. But who knows?
I mean, I think it's cool that they've gotten to a point where this is going to be the longest Star Wars film. Which,
right.
You know, the thing is, though... That's the fun trick about Star Wars is because of the interesting cuts and all the editing. Uh-huh. Those movies feel so much longer than they actually do sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not, like, well, for the exception of the prequels, not excruciatingly long.
Yeah, no, like, the original has always been good.
Yeah, the thing is, it's just there's so much going on, so you're like, that couldn't have been 2 hours because there were, like, 12 different interlocking story points.
Yeah.
But, you know,
well, at the same time, I look at entertainment now, and it's like, I've said this before, it's like, I have a 67-hour movie with Game of Thrones.
That's
if true. I watch it consecutively. So, you know, a longer Star Wars movie, I'm all for it.
As long as the tempo is good, I'm all for it.
Yeah, same.
The
wanted to bring
of
that.
The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Man, give me another fucking trailer. Come on.
You know, it's funny, Nick, you say that. This is definitely one of the first times where you've wanted more trailers.
I just want one more. I'm tired of photos, which I don't click on. I'm tired of theories. I'm tired of hearing about the Han Solo movie and how we're supposed to see the Kessel Run, which in my opinion is unnecessary to see. I just want... one more meaty story trailer with Last Jedi,
mm-hmm.
and that'll plug my ears with everything else until December.
Yeah, it.
That's all I want.
It is definitely weird we've not gotten something else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because by this time 2 years ago, when Force Awakens was coming out, we already had the third trailer.
Yeah. It
so
it, you know, they may be just holding on a little bit longer waiting for the right time. And they may actually be waiting for the Super Bowl.
What?
No, I'm joking. But around November-ish area, where like Thanksgiving and stuff, they may just drop it.
I swear to God. I swear to God, if there's a fucking Super Bowl ad for that, oh. If they wait that
Super Bowl
long.
Is in February. We're not going to see a trailer for a movie that already came out.
We're looking probably around Thanksgiving time that we may see a trailer.
For the Super Bowl,
we might see a Han Solo trailer.
We'll probably see.
Well, we'll have to because that comes out in May.
Yeah.
But no, what I'm saying is we'll probably see one maybe next month because we'll start seeing TV spots in November.
Mm.
We'll start seeing a lot of TV trailers because it'll be a month away in November.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would like to think we'll get a cinematic trailer next month. Fingers crossed. Because there was a whole weird tweet that Mark Hamill said the second trailer is coming in November, and then he deleted it. I mean, in October, and then he deleted it.
Interesting.
It was weird. But, yeah. So speaking out to other movies, It got a release date. Chapter 2.
That was really fucking quick.
Really?
Well, considering...
Wow. Okay.
What?
The fact that, like, it's already got an announcement for it? Yeah.
It's got a release date.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I... That was the thing. I was like, wow, you guys are...
It's got like an actual date, like three digits. It's got It Chapter 2 comes out September 6, 2019.
They must be just cranking into that next production.
I think they're going to be casting for adult versions of the kids soon.
Yeah.
But it also, 2019 makes the most sense because the movie takes place in 1989. So that's 30 years. So they're looking for people who are in their 40s.
Yeah.
To play all the kids. Though they will only be looking for 6 actors because I think one of the kids kills himself when he's an adult. So.
Alright.
I'm pretty sure that's how it went. But yeah, so 2019, September 6, 2019. I have been actually on the fence about going to see it because I heard it's not that scary. I don't like horror films, but I heard it's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've heard there's a lot of jump scares. Like, that's
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah,
I actually was like, oh, maybe we should go see it. And I'm like, yeah, nah. Like, if I'm gonna watch it, it might be, like, a rental thing.
Sure.
I'm tempted to go to the theater and watch it.
I wanna go see it. I mean, I'm with you. It ain't my usual cup of tea.
I'm tempted to do it. It's just I've seen a lot of the shit already on YouTube, just like illegal copies of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of already braced myself for some of the shit, but I want to see it because a lot of people say it's really fun. It's not as scary as you think, and one friend described it as Stranger Things game plus.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well, and I'm like, okay, you know. That sounds like it'll be good.
And so yeah, there was that thing that my friend said. I'm like, okay, that has me a little convinced. And another thing that I read, I forget where I read it, which was, it is getting applause for being this great horror film and really, you know, encapsulating this great moment in time with the 80s and everything like that. But the guy said, can we also praise it for being a really great coming of age story? With 13-year-olds acting like 13-year-olds, swearing and all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have me intrigued. Because I love coming-of-age stories. There's not enough of them.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So that also has me moved to go spend my money and see it.
I think it's one of those movies that it's worth supporting.
Yeah, I probably got to bite the bullet and do it then.
I definitely want to go see it, man, so if you want to go see it, I'm down.
Okay, well, we'll have to make a plan then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was... But. I did watch a side-by-side comparison of the Georgie scene from both movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, obviously the new version's a lot more shocking.
Right.
But there's just something genuinely creepy about the way Tim Curry did it.
That's all it's Tim Curry, man. It's all the power of Tim Curry.
I was gonna say, it's just him doing him.
I think it's also just the style, because like the lighting of the Tim Curry one's a bit more noir-like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, there's more light on him. And so it kind of makes him look disarming as a clown. Versus when you look at, like, Bill Skarsgård's Pennywise. Like, you look at that, you're like, that's a fucking demon. That's a demon no matter how you spin it. Like,
oh my god, have you guys seen Little Kid Pennywise?
Yes.
No, oh, that sounds god, terrifying.
It's horrifying. It's a kid, probably anywhere between 4 and 7, dressed as Pennywise, and oh my god, it's sphincter tightening.
Because his older brother wanted to do like pictures or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, and it's actually the shots they got were really fucking cool.
Yeah, it's like photography skill wise, photo wise, it's phenomenal, but it's also horrifying.
You know that might make the movie really scary. Actually, if it was a small child,
because fuck it, man! If small kids in horror movies, ugh.
Oh yeah,
fucking kid from
especially
the ring.
Ones that stare off into the distance.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Or their whole eye is black.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah. Not fuck okay. That shit. Yeah. Not okay. Not okay. Back away. Back away. Back away.
This is a nope area. I'm noping out.
Yeah.
This is good though, because like next week we are getting into tomorrow's the last day of September, right?
Saturday is the last day of September.
September is 31 days?
No, September is 30.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the 29th. No, we're recording this on the 28th.
Yes, that's true. Sorry. I'm 3 hours ahead, remember? It's midnight now.
Yeah, it's midnight where you are, so that's why I had to correct you.
Yeah, okay.
But technically, by that standpoint, you are correct. Tomorrow, for you, is the last day of September.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, just to FYI, I think I'm going to try something a little bit different for this October, because we're talking about horror movies and stuff. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet, but keep your eyes out on our website.
Okay.
Because I love Halloween. Fucking.
Right. Halloween's great. It just needs to feel like fall for me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting there now. It's starting to get cool here. The leaves are finally changing color, lazy bastards.
Where you are.
Yeah.
We had 290-degree days.
Yeah.
Dude, nothing signifies fall in California. Like, you're out there, and you're like, oh man, everything's fresh and green. And then, maybe for like a month, everything will get like a little bit colder. And then it's like, oh, look, it's spring again.
No, that's not how it works. We do get fall. We do get a wet and cold season. It just takes forever to get here.
And it's kind of short, though. It's not like... It's not really... super long, at least from my perspective. But then again, you know, out here it's like winter's coming, and then 6 months.
Yeah,
6 months of ice and pain.
Yeah, winter for you is an actual winter, and it lasts all the way to May. For us, I like to think that fall really begins in October. It does start to get cold, and then we'll probably have a lot of rain in November, and our wet season is definitely January, and it's cold until maybe April. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it's cold until April.
Yeah.
It's cold until May, which has happened. I think, Will, your graduation was still pretty fucking chilly in May.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's how California works with weather. And it's just how it is. I mean, I don't dog it. I'm very over pot. I'm over it. I'm to the point where I'm kind of ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I'm tired of talking about it and being miserable and sweating for no fucking reason. If I want to sweat, I'll go to work out. Then I know I earned it, instead of sitting on my ass and it's like, why is my shirt wet?
Yeah.
that's me. So, I like the fall and I like Halloween. And whatever the hell you're planning, yes, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what you do.
I'm thinking of doing like a 13 days of Halloween thing.
Cool.
Because 13 is a fun number.
Cool. Yes, we'll actually have a Friday the 13th this October.
Yeah.
which is cool. One thing I want to talk about real quick. How long have we got? Oh, okay. So I recently got into Rick and Morty.
Yay!
And I've missed it, and YouTube has spoiled things for me, and memes and stuff has spoiled things for me, which I'm not at all mad at, because it is what it is. It comes with the territory, you know? But I binged it. I binged the first two seasons, and I'm up to episode 2 or 3, Pickle Rick?
That's 3.
That's 3, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I... This show, it does, bear with me, it does a Game of Thrones thing, where you think it's gonna go this route, and this is what you're gonna follow, and this is how things are, and then it completely veers left. You know, it completely goes a different direction. And I love it. And the fact that Morty isn't a punching bag, which is what I thought he was gonna be originally, is even better.
Yeah, throughout the kind of, like, season 1 and season 2, Morty takes, like, some shit. He, like, dishes it out a little bit, but season 3...
Someone
pointed it out like this, ready? In season 1, Morty believes everything Rick says.
Yeah.
So when Rick constantly tells Morty he's stupid, Morty believes it. In season 2, Morty starts to realize how flawed Rick is. Like... Yeah. And then by in the season 3 premiere, Morty's already come to the fact where he's like, our Rick is the most Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that, he's come to accept that and everything that comes with it.
But, okay, there's a couple of other things. So it's like, yeah, Morty does accept everything that Rick says in the first season, but he also does stand up to Rick. He does that in the first episode. When Rick comes in and rips him out of his bed and he's drunk and he wants to blow up the whole world.
Yeah.
Morty physically fights him and kind of succeeds. So there's things like that. And the Council of Ricks, the Citadel of Ricks, that I thought was a great thing. And the whole Infinite Timeline stuff was awesome. And I loved the Jerry daycare thing.
Such a good part.
That was hilarious.
Why don't we leave? The same reason?
Because
you don't.
Because we're Jerry's. And the Marriage Council episode was also pretty fucking ridiculous, which is also the Tiny Rick episode.
Yeah. Tiny Rick!
Tiny Rick. That's
No, that's Pickle
I
Rick
love that.
The Marriage Council one. Or no. Yeah.
No, that's
Tiny, it's Tiny Rick.
All right, they have the multiple council ones.
Remember, Tiny Rick also has Coach Feratu.
Oh, yeah.
My fucking favorite name.
Coach Feratu, I love the little, like, end credits things. Like, wait, the vampire, he's all, like, trying to be, I'm dapper. So, yes, I am. Wait, hold up. His name was Coach Feratu? Are you fucking kidding me? He's immediately upset.
What was his actual name?
Yeah.
It was, like, something plain. And then he's like, his hidden name was Coach Feratu.
Yeah,
I love it.
I cannot wait
and
till
he sounds like
the Tales of the Citadel episode, Nick. Cannot.
The what?
Tales from the Citadel. It's in season 3. I cannot wait till you get to that episode.
Tales from the Citadel is my favorite episode.
On AdultSwim.com, 7 episodes are available to stream.
Oh, nice.
And then I can watch probably everything else after that on demand on my TV in the living room.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get caught up. But the season finale is this Sunday, so.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's just, Pickle Rick, like, the way it just became this stupid meme, and everyone's talking about Pickle Rick, and the thing I love that Rick does is how he shouts, and he does a battle cry. You know, the whole Tiny Rick episode, that's what he's doing. He's like, I'm Tiny Rick! I'm gonna give vampires with my grandkids! I'm Tiny Rick! You know, he's doing all that I love it.
Yeah.
And I also love the fact that they're not keeping anything Rick does a secret. It's not like Dexter's Lab, where his laboratory was a secret.
Yeah,
it's blatant. It's out there. They like every kid in school has seen Rick and Summer come out of a portal. You know, I really want a moment in the school with Morty trying to bully Morty, and he's been through so much shit that he just doesn't give a fuck, and he just like takes a tray and smashes the guy's head in with it or something. I want to see that moment. I don't know if I will.
There's one episode that I really enjoyed where it had, like, two really good story plots. was my favorite it's my favorite episode. It's the Meeseeks episode.
Meeseeks is a good episode. Yeah.
Well, I like the Meeseeks because, like, it's the perfect example of, like, trying to help someone who can't help themselves. Except it's actually killing the Meeseeks. But something that Ashley pointed out was the way they handled the supposed rape of Morty in that fantasy land. Was just, it was subtle, it was uncomfortable, and it was supposed to be like that. And a lot of people laughed at it, but the directors come out, he's like, if you laughed at it and thought it was funny, you missed the point. But if you laughed at it and you felt like you needed to turn it off, then now you get the subject matter we're dealing with.
I've seen that scene before. I've seen it unedited. And it is disturbing.
Yeah.
But what's... It's disturbing, but at the same time, you also get the sense, in the whole episode, in like 5 seconds of Rick, just watching Rick, you know how much he does care for his Morty, this one in particular, and that he does not hesitate.
Yes.
And he had no qualms about coming back and killing Mr. Jellybean. And like that to me makes him the most dangerous person and the most dangerous Rick. Because if you fuck with his Morty, you're dead. That whole episode, like, this is a show that's like you're laughing at it, but it's also a show that kind of does a Futurama and rips your heart out, especially the end of season two.
Yep.
And they're playing Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, and he's giving himself up. It's like, Christ, this is deep. Yeah, I'm hooked.
Welcome. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm late, but I'm hooked.
Whatever, man. You still got there. Who cares?
My favorite episode was the Parasite episode.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Me and my friends reference that all the time.
Yeah.
There's six of us in the room.
Yeah, there's six of us in the room. No, there's 10. What?
Well, wait, why was there 6 on this wall? I don't know.
Yeah. I like drawn sixes. I love that episode. I love the weird introduction of Mr. Poopy Butthole. I love the shootout and they're killing all the parasites. I thought that was a great thing. So yeah, that whole episode is fantastic, but I like Rick breaking the fourth wall. There's a lot of fourth wall breaking in this show.
Yes.
And I enjoy it. And I love it when Rick goes, oh, hey, look, it's like Mr. Where's Waldo? Hey, can you see me? We'll be back after these messages. Bye. He just looks directly at the camera and does that. But the thing that I really like is when they're watching TV, the interdimensional TV.
Oh, yeah.
So they're getting infinite TV, which is hilarious. I love the fact that it's completely improvised, and you hear Justin Roiland break.
Oh yeah, him laughing.
It's like it's man versus car. It's a man. And he's ready to take on a regular car, and like here we go. It's okay. There's some car. He's pushing it, and the car's pushing back, and oh, he goes under the tire, and he's defeated. He just starts laughing. He's like, won't the car always win? I love it, and the fact that they animate it is great.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm hooked, and I'll probably be watching that when we get off, because I got like 4 episodes online to watch. So,
oh my god!
But yeah, it's great.
It's a good show. It's well written, and you know what? I think the best part about it is it's this thing where it's almost like a sleeper hit, even though a lot of people do watch it. But there's people like you, Nick, who are like, I think I'll pass, right? And now that you're watching, you're like, oh, shit, this is...
I never passed. It's just that I never had a TV fully available to me to watch it.
Fair enough.
So I never got to watch it, and I just never picked up on it. And now that I have, it's like, okay, I get what people are talking about. It's fantastic, so I'm definitely hooked.
I mean, I love just shouting, I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me.
Yeah, I saw a shirt. I think it was T-Fury. I forget where I saw it. It was a bunch of Meeseeks, and they're like banging their heads against the wall. They're upset, and they're trying to help a stormtrooper aim.
Yeah. I've seen that one.
it's fantastic. I love it.
I went to my friend's wedding, which was at the end of June, I think.
Uh-huh.
And me and my high school buddies were all just talking, and one of them just says, like... they say, like, oh, well, my name is Mr. Poopy Butthole, right?
Yeah.
And then all of us just went off quoting the show and stuff. And, like, yeah. I have a pretty decent Mr. Meeseeks impression, and I almost killed one of my friends because I just come up to him, don't look at me, he wrote me into this.
No.
And I just did that, like, 5 minutes straight. And I think it's cool, though, when you have a show that's so cool and interesting and it's so quotable.
Yeah.
And everyone seems to be on board with it. Because you don't get a lot of those anymore.
Yeah, and it's grounded in this weird reality, but it loves to break its reality.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Pickle Rick is a perfect example of that. And it breaks its reality, but it still is grounded. And that whole episode, it's just the whole gunfight and the team up with Jaguar and all. Oh, God, it was fantastic.
My favorite line, whole thing, my it was favorite line great. Of Jaguars, though.
Mm.
Do I have infinite daughters?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was sad. Because he does. He fucking does. And you know it.
Yeah, but, like, Rick's not going to take the time to look for a timeline where Jaguar dies so he can replace the other Jaguar. Like,
yeah.
Too much effort.
No, but Jaguar does save him at that once thing, so.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm hooked, so, yeah. I got a show. Stranger Things also comes out next month, too, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, October. Good time for it.
Yeah. End of October. And hopefully it'll be cold, and I'll be in a hoodie. And I'll be watching it, and I'll be all comfortable. So, I'm hoping.
All we can do is hope, right?
Yeah, all we can do is hope. Because I swear to God, if it's 80 degrees at the end of October, I'm going to be mad. Yeah, so.
Not great.
No, not great. But, I guess we should start wrapping up.
It's a good place to wrap up.
Yeah. Does any of you guys have any other topic things that you wanted to mention before we close?
Not really.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes. If you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. If you're on Facebook, give us a share if you could. And if you're on our website, definitely throw us a message.
Yeah, if you're on our website, participate, make it big. It's generaldamage.weebly.com.
Yep. You could also remember, Will and I do a little thing on Mondays.
Yep.
The scroll rack for anyone who likes magic. Mm-hmm. And, like I said before, check out us out in October, especially. I've been wanting to do this for a while since I've thought about setting up the website with the 13 days of Halloween. I'm actually looking at the calendar now, and, like, I got a bit of a head start. So, for any Halloween heads out there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Alrighty. So, with all that, we are out.
You.
See you in October.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Later, days.